All right, now it's the time on the show where, Allison, you leave the building.
Yes, I'm leaving. I'm going because...
No, seriously. No, you have to actually physically go outside of the...
I'm practicing due diligence because
can you get some coffee or something while you're, while you're up?
This is why I'm taking my Apple with me because I work at the place part-time that you're about to talk about.
Yeah.
I know state secrets.
That's right. We're here to talk about MSNBC next, a place where Allison still does some occasional work.
See you in 6 minutes.
Bye, Allie. Before we get going, let's listen to MSNBC's Bread and Butter.
In the name of God, go. George Walker Bush, today's worst person in the world. As you may have suspected, tomorrow night here on Countdown, a special comment calling on this vice president and this president to resign.
That's Keith Olbermann on his show Countdown. That show spends a lot of its time slamming the Bush administration, and to great effect. Countdown's viewership has grown 33% in the past year. This is not lost on MSNBC, which let slip this week that it was talking to Rosie O'Donnell about her own show. I mean, she makes Keith Olbermann look like someone who's not as liberal as he is. I got to work on that, actually. So what is going on at MSNBC? Is it becoming Fox News of the left? Jeff Berkovici is media blogger for Portfolio Magazine. Hi, Jeff.
Howdy.
Yesterday, you blogged that hiring Rosie would be a nutty move by MSNBC. Doesn't it seem like money in the bank, considering Keith Olbermann's success?
Well, I think there would definitely be a short-term ratings boost for doing it. But I think that they also have to think about a couple of other things, one of which is... you have to look at her history, look at what happened with her on The View. I think you have to assume going in, if you're hiring Rosie, that at some point there's going to be a blow up, and it's very, very likely that she can walk away. And then what do you have after that? You're the network that had that little rating stunt with Rosie O'Donnell. I'm not sure that a news network like MSNBC wants to take that hit to its credibility.
Well, let's talk about what this possible MSC nighttime lineup could look like. You'd have Chris Matthews. He used to work for Tip O'Neill. He opposes the war. Then you've got Keith Olbermann, see audio exhibit A we just played. And then Rosie, who supports gay marriage and has said that 9/11 was an inside job. The question is, what about the news people that work in the early part of the day on MSNBC? Is there going to be some kind of a delineation, you think, between these kinds of shows and the news stuff they do?
Oh, I absolutely think there will be. And you can see it in play even at Fox News. You know, as conservative as Fox News is, there are definitely a lot of people at the network who are just straight, hard news people. You know, in fact, I believe that MSNBC has explicitly said that this strategy that they're doing is really limited to prime time. They're changing the flavor of prime time, but they're not coming out as an overall liberal network.
Do your sources over at MSNBC and maybe NBC as a more large organization, do the people in the news division, how do they feel about this possible, you know, left-leaning sort of programming block?
You know, that's a big question mark. I don't think that they're really talking a lot about it. It's sort of poor form to talk about. With this Rosie O'Donnell thing up in the air, I don't think anyone really wants to comment on it before it actually happens. But I suspect that one person who's going to be very upset about it is Joe Scarborough. Hmm. He used to have the slot that they're talking about putting Rosie into.
Scarborough country.
Exactly. And he, in fact, he used it to attack her. He was very vocal when she came out and was espousing, you know, 9/11 conspiracy theories on The View. He was really sort of leading the attack against her.
Do you think Keith Olbermann, did he ride a wave of dissent against President Bush, or did he create it, I mean, at least in his little TV show time?
Oh, I think he absolutely wrote it. I mean, you could see, you know, Move On, Media Matters, Daily Kos, a lot of other organizations have been benefiting from the same thing. Now, Keith was really kind of the first person to do this in cable news in a very big and explicit way. So there was definitely a nice vacuum for him to step into.
How have MSNBC's ratings been, by the way, lately?
They've been strong. They're definitely showing the strongest growth in cable news. You know, Fox has been down a little lately. CNN has been sort of, I believe they were up somewhat in October, but MSNBC has definitely been gaining the fastest. Now they're coming off the lowest base, so you know, a jump of a couple hundred thousand viewers means a lot more to them than it does to Fox News.
Right. Okay, here's the sort of meta question I've been saving up on this. And it's actually an interesting question for us here at the Bryant Park Project and any show that's out there trying to get listeners or viewers or whatever. I'm just wondering, with Google News and Yahoo and all these places that people can get the basic facts of any story, is there any place for just sort of stating the news anymore? Or are we in the era where all people really need from people that do what we do is our take on things?
Well, I would argue that there is a place for stating the news. You know, not everybody is necessarily checking their headlines all day on Google News. I mean, you and I work in the news business, so it might seem like that. But I do think that there are a lot of people who just, you know, they get home from work and they want to find out what happened today without necessarily a huge amount of spin or, you know, sermonizing.
Well, that will, I'm sure, be a counter-programming that pops up very quickly if, in fact, MSNBC goes to this programming decision. Yeah. Allison, come back from your cone of silence. Jeff Bercovici, media blogger for Portfolio Magazine. By the way, your bio drawing, you look exactly like the lead singer of Maroon 5.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's really, it's
I'd
look
like
great.
To say that I haven't gotten that before, but I'd be lying.
All right, thanks, man. Good
he's
luck.
Good looking. What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Wait. You're not allowed to talk yet. Okay, now officially you can start talking again.
Okay. Another hour of the Bryant Park Project has come and gone.
Thank you so much for listening. We've got all kinds of web goodness for you at npr.org/Bryant Park. Is that
That's
what we're
it.
Calling it these days? Thank you, and we've got much more for you coming up real soon.